left off yesterday,
we had a machlokes rishonim, so let's begin. Shitas Atos was on the bottom of Beis and Midbeis, stated as follows. He said that if you gore a man and you gore a shor and a chamor, what did Tosos Shita hold? Tosos held that you are a mu'ad l'adam. Yes? That was Tosos Shita. We got that? Our Tosos on the bottom, if you gore a shor, adam, shor, and chamor, you're a mu'ad l'adam and a mu'ad l'behemah. Okay? That was the Shita of Tosos. What was the Svara of Tosos that we suggested? The Svara of Tosos that we suggested was, it was based on the concept of Teva. What does that mean, Teva? That the nature of the fellow, not the fellow, but the shore, is that it's a goring shore. And that's what we wrote in Lamaisa, okay? We didn't have it on the, we had it on the board, but it was erased. So I want you to just get it down. Tosos says if you gore an adam, shore, chamor, it's considered to be Teva. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, you are what? Allah Lamaisa, you are considered to be a mu'ad l'adam, mu'ad l'behemah. That's a Tosos Shita. Okay? Tulsa says, Adam, Shor, the Chamor, you are considered to be a Mu'ad l'Adam, or Mu'ad l'Behemoth. Why is that? Because it is Teva. It shows that it's the Teva of the animal, that it's a goring animal, and therefore the fact that it gored a human being, even though it's only one, shows it kills. It damages both spheres. What I mean, both spheres, human beings and animals. So Tosos Shita is that it's a mu'ad l'adam, it's a mu'ad l'behemah. That's a Tosos Shita. And the svara we based it on was called Teva. Okay? What does Rabbeinu Peretz hold? Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. What does Rabbeinu Peretz hold? He says that if you gore, and also the Nimuki Yosef, B'Shem, the Ramah, Ramer, Alevi, if you gore a shor, chamor, and adam, you're a mu'ad l'chol behemes v'lo l'adam. You're a mu'ad l'chol behemes. You're a mu'ad l'chol behemes v'lo l'adam. Everyone got that? So it's a machlokes Tosos and the Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a machlokes Tosos and the Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz. What does it say? If you gore a behema, if you gore adam shor and chamor, you're a mu'ad l'behemes v'lo l'chol adam. What's that based on? We said regulus. There's no habit that's been developed regarding human beings, so you cannot be called a mu'ad l'adam. It's a difference. You could be there, right there, Natan l'maisa. Okay. So if you're a mu'ad l'chol behemes v'lo l'adam, it's based on regulus. The regulus has only been a habitual regarding animals, not regarding human beings. So we have a machlokes Tosos. I mean, a parents, very clear machlokes. Problem is, when you open up the tour I gave you in Simakuf Yodal, B'Shem Meir in Rutenberg, the tour says, B'Shem Reb Meir Meir Rutenberg, right? What does he say? He says you can do the Mashi Maruach. You can sing the song 90 times. And what's his raya? His raya is from what?
Agamara.
His raya is from Agamara at Chafdal and Alf. It says that if you gore ashore over a bunch of days, 3 days, you're a what? You're a mu'ad. What happens if you do 3 in 1 day? You're also a mu'ad. Why not? So, to establish chazaka, whether I've said Mashiv Aruch or not, first 30 days, I'm not sure whether I said it or not. Why don't I sing it 90 times on what? Shemini Atzeres. That establishes a chazaka. So he says, therefore Mashiv Aruch works. Comes along the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, I disagree. You cannot compare the two. Why can you not compare the two? Because what is Mashiv Aruch based on? Mashiv Aruch is based on Regulus. Mashiv Aruch is based on Regulus. And what is what? What is Shor based on? Shor is based on Teva. Right? Shor is based on Teva. So therefore he says, how can you compare the two? You can't compare Hilchos Mashiv Aruch to what? To Hilchos Shor. Because Shor is by its very nature Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore Lamais, it's not like Mashiv Aruch, which is considered to be regulus. So he says, I don't like this. You cannot sing the song. It does not what? It does not do the job. So what we ended off with here yesterday was we had a steer in the Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the steer in Rabbeinu Peretz? On one hand, Rabbeinu Peretz says what? On one hand, Rabbeinu Peretz, we said regarding the Mu'ad, if you gored Adam, Shor, and Chamor, what's the din? You're a Mu'ad, the Kolbeim is not Adam. Because of what? Regilus. And now when we turn around and we say this Rabbeinu Peretz is, it's based on what? Tevitz, a steer in Rabbeinu Peretz. So how can that be? That's the kasha that we asked. Very, very difficult. How can that be? So the way we want to answer now to begin shir is as follows. Let's get it. The way we want to answer it is that the bottom line is that in reality, there is a din teva. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's based on what? It's based on teva. The din is it's based on teva. And therefore, since it's based on what? Here, there's room here. It's based on teva. What's the din of teva? Meaning that we consider it to be what? We consider it to be based on what? I can't see it. Based on the din teva. Okay, what is it din? Based on teva. I want you to fix this now. Meaning, what is it based on? It's based on the lach of nature. Nature. We don't say it's based on a habit. It's not based on regilus. What's it based on? It's based on teva. So what we have to say is the following. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's based on teva. So when you gore an Adam, a Shor, and a Chamor, it's not a Mu'ul Adam. Why is it not a Mu'ul Adam? Because it only gored how many times? Once. So it only gored once. So what we're going to have to do is say that Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say Regilus anymore. What he says is considered to be Teva. But what does Teva mean? I'm going to write this down. First we want Regilus. So write that down in notes. It's Akasha. But now we're going to write the answer. The answer is it's not Regilus. The Rabbeinu Peretz is based on Teva Kfula. What does Teva Kfula mean? What does Kfula mean?
Double,
like squared. Meaning in order to develop that it's his nature to kill people, it's enough, you have to kill more than one person. You got to kill three times. So he owes Teva Kfula. And therefore that's what Rabbeinu Peretz says, the shore is Teva. It's Teva Kfula. So we're switching it around. So it's no longer what? It's no longer a steer in Rabbeinu Peretz. The fact is, that Rabbeinu Peretz says you need Teva Kfula. What does the Tur hold? The Tur holds Mashim Aruch is considered to be what? Regilus. So that makes sense. That's considered to be what? Regilus. You can do that. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, Lamaisa, you need a double Kfula. What does Taisa say? Teva only what? I'm going to say what? Madrega Rishona. What does Madrega Rishona mean? Lowest level, yeah. Lowest level of Teva. You don't need Teva squared or cubed. All you need is a lowest level of Teva. So according to Tosfos, all you need is a low level of Teva. That's enough. As long as you've killed one person, you're a Mu'ul Adam, Mu'ul Lebehema. Rabbeinu Peretz says, no way. You need a Teva Kfula. You have to square and cube it to show that's really its nature. And therefore, if it only kills what? One person, that's not enough. I, Rabbeinu Peretz, over by Mashiva Ruach, he said Mashiva Ruach is regilus. Over Shir by Shore, he says it's Teva. It's Teva Kfula. That's Rabbeinu Peretz L'shitaso. Teva Kfula. No longer a steer anymore. He holds you need what? Need nature to be built up. It's got to be proven, see, that's the nature. That's the nature of the shore. It's got to be a Teva Kfula. Yes, Yair. Go ahead.
It's all talking about Adam, right? It's not talking about Behema killing Behema.
We're talking about you've killed three things. Adam, Shor, V'chamor. What does that make you? Tosfos says it makes you a Mu'ul Adam and a Mu'ul Behema. That's what Tosfos says. Rabbeinu Peretz says it makes you a mu'ud lokol behemoth below the adam. So we were masber this now. It's based on teva kfula. Based on teva kfula. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. It's not a steer that in one place he writes regilus. That's what I wrote one. I'm going to write one as our havamina. That was our first shot. Shot rishona. That was our first shot. We're changing it and saying no. He means teva kfula, and therefore there's no steer in Rabbeinu Peretz. That's what we want to suggest. Okay, that's the first Kiddush, please get today. Okay? Now, I want to just point out that Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Reb Shimon Shkup writes, if you hold their three Negichas, it's a Raya, that's his Teva. Why aren't you Chayiv retroactively on the first? Because it hasn't been proven yet. It hasn't been proven that it's its nature. You have to prove that it's its nature. And therefore, you can't be Chayiv Lemafreya. Plus the fact there was no Pshiyas Abayim the first three Gorings. Right? There was no Pshiyas Abayim first three Gorings. So there's no Pshiyas Abayim, it's not a problem. So you can't be bothered by the fact, oh, this shows its nature, you should be Chayv L'mafreya. That nature is only proven from four on. So therefore, L'maisa, you cannot be Chayv, there's no Raya L'mafreya. And second of all, there's no Pshiyas Abayim with the first scoring. So that's the first shot, L'maisa, that I wanted you to get. And that's how we answered up Rabbeinu Peretz. and this machlaik, you know, steer your brand parents anymore. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Bless you. Let's get to the second mahalach. Second mahalach was in Taisviz with Rabbeinu Menachem. Please get this. Rabbeinu Menachem's opinion was as follows. Rabbeinu Menachem is that what? That if you're a mu'ud l'adam, you're a mu'ud l'behema, and we said that chazara l'gabi behema, what's the din by chazara l'gabi behema? What's the din of chazara l'gabi behema? If you're a baal tshuva l'gabi the behema, that doesn't shed the mu'ud l'adam, and therefore you didn't shed the mu'ud l'adam, you automatically zap back, boomerang the mu'ud l'what? Mu'ud l'behema. So you remain a mu'ud l'adam, mu'ud l'behema, even though you had a chazara l'behema. The chazara l'behema is not a chazara. Okay? That was the sheet of Rabbeinu Menachem. Now, the sheet of Rabbeinu Menachem is a beautiful sheet, but there's a problem with it. Let's get it. The sheet of Megubetz is B'Shem the Gilyon, and the Rabbi Kivager, and the Nachlas Tovet ask a kasha on this answer that Tosfos quotes B'Shem and Rabbeinu Ruchem. What's the kasha, Donnie? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, let's get it, on Daf Lamed Zayin, I'm an Al B'Shem Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid is of the opinion that if you're a Mu'ud L'Adam, and you're a mu'ud l'behema, and you have a chazara from a behema, it's a chazara. The chazara to behema is considered to be a chazara. That's smack against Rizvid. Rabbeinu Menachem's a Rishon. He said chazara of a behema is not a chazara. And you turn to Rizvid on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. What does he say? He says chazara of a behema is a good chazara. You can't have Rabbeinu Menachem, one of the Balei Taisis, cholik on Rizvid. Who asked this kasha? The Shittim Kubetz of Shem of the Gilyon, and Rabbi Kivegra, and the Mishnais, and Nachlas Tovah. They all asked this kasha. So I was thinking to answer this kasha that Rabbeinu Menachem holds like who? Maybe Rabbeinu Menachem holds like who? Rav Papa. What does Rav Papa say? Mu'ud l'adam, lo avim mu'ud l'behemen. Mu'ud l'adam, lo avim mu'ud l'behemen. Rav Papa is the one who holds what? That chazara of a behemen is not a chazara. So maybe Rabbeinu Menachem is going within Rav Papa. Maybe Rabbeinu Menachem is going within Rav Papa in that time. Let's get it down. Rav Papa is the one who says that Chazara of Abayim is not a Chazara, right? That's what we said yesterday in the Taisus, Yonatan. So maybe Rabbeinu Menachem is going like Rav Papa. So don't ask me a kasha from Rav Zvid on Rav Papa, from Rav Zvid on Rav Menachem. Rabbeinu Menachem is not holding like Rav Zvid. That was the kasha. That was the kasha and the suggestion, the answer we wanted to say. That answer cannot be said. Why not? Because we have a general rule in Shas, guys. And that is, whenever you have a machloikis, you want to limit the machloikis. You never want to build up the machloikis and say it's a big, big machloikis. And if you would give that answer that I just said, it would turn out to be a tremendous machloikis between Rav Papa and Rizvid. They would hold from one pole to the other pole. Meaning Rizvid would say, mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema, and chazara works of a behema. And Rav Papa would hold, mu'ud l'adam lo have mu'ud l'behema, and chazara would not work. They're mamish the polar opposites of one another. You never want to have that. But that's what would emerge. It would emerge that what? If I hold mu'ud l'adam mu'ud l'behema, I hold chazara v'behema is a good chazara. But if I hold mu'ud l'adam l'avim mu'ud l'behema, chazara v'behema is not a chazara. That means they're arguing from one pole to the next on two nekudas. You're not comfortable doing that. So we got to come up with a different answer. How is it Shaykh the Rabbeinu Menachem, who says that chazara v'behema is not a chazara, say against Rav Zvid? And don't tell me he's going like Rav Papa. Because if you go like Rav Papa, Lamaisa, it would turn out the machlokes to Rav Papa and Rizvid is a tremendous double machlokes. One second that time. So therefore, I want to suggest the following answer. The Sefer, the Gilyon quote in the Shittim Kubetz says the following answer. Let's get it. The Gilyon writes, the Rabbeinu Menachem holds that Lamaisa, when you're a mu'ud l'kol, when is that? When are you a mu'ud l'kol? When we saw explicitly that you killed animals and behemoths. When you killed animals and human beings. We didn't make a supposition. We saw the favors that you killed what? You killed people and behemoths. And therefore, if you are chozerbo from behemoths, it's not a chazara. Because you weren't chozerbo from Adam. You're still a vicious killer. And if you're a vicious killer like I'm a human being, you remain a vicious killer regarding a behemoth. Even though you did chazara. So what are we talking about? Jacob, Rabbeinu Menachem is talking about where you actually what? You actually saw the behemoth kill human beings and animals. What's the Gemara talking about in Lamed Zayin? All we did is saw him gore a human being. We made a supposition that we assume he's also mu'ud l'behema. And therefore, on that supposition, you can have chazara of a behema working. On that supposition, you can have chazara of a behema working. So that's an answer that we want to suggest. Yeah, in other words, over there in Daf Lamed Zayin, the assumption is if you're mu'ud l'adam, you're mu'ud l'behema. We never saw you kill a behemoth. So therefore, in such a case, Dani, you can remove a supposition with chazara of a behemah as a chazara. So when did Reb Zvid hold chazara of a behemah as a chazara? It's when it's a supposition. If you want to get rid of a supposition. But in our Gemara, Rabbeinu Menachem says we actually saw the animal kill what? Animals and human beings. You cannot shed it with simple chazara. So it turns out that who? Benji, you got this down? Turns out that Rav Menachem is not against Rav Zvid. That's a beautiful answer. But I want you to get down, it's not a good answer. Why is it not a good answer? Because it's very difficult to say that that Gemara over there is talking about a supposition. The Lashon, the Gemara is mashma, that we saw the animal kill human beings and animals befeirish. That Gemara Lamed Zayin says the Nachlis Tovin, the Magil Rabbi Kiveger, is Mashma. And if you look at Rashi there on Lamed Zayin, Amad Alf Dermaska Resha, get it down. Rashi writes Beferish that we saw him kill animals and human beings. We saw it. It was not a supposition. And therefore, Beferish, Halach Lamaisa, we assume that what? Since we saw it, Beferish, Chazara of a Behema, Lamaisa, if you saw him kill human beings and animals, and it walked by animals, three animals, 3 days in a row, let's say, and it didn't kill, Lamai said, that's considered to be what? That's a Rashi holds. Hold the Hadar Bei Chazal Etmuso. You have to assume that that's a real Chazara. And that makes a lot of sense, too. Because when you see animals kill human beings and an animal, and it walks by an animal doesn't kill, that's a real what? That's a real Chazara. And therefore, that's a real Chazara, Halach Lamaisa. So that answer is very difficult. So I want to chazar over this whole mahalach. Let's get it. Again, first mahalach we said today was to answer the steer of Rabbeinu Peretz. Yes? We fixed it by saying he doesn't hold regilus. What does he hold?
Teva
squared. Correct. That's the first mahalach. What's the second mahalach? Second mahalach is Rabbeinu Menachem in Tosfos says that chazara of Avim is not a chazara. That's against the Gemara and Lamed Zayin and the Lamed Zayin of the name of Rizvid. How can Rabbeinu Menachem argue in Rizvid? What's the answer? I thought he could hold like Rav Papa. Let Rabbeinu Menachem go within Rav Papa and Rizvid. The problem with that is it would create a double, tremendous machloikis between Rav Papa and Rizvid. Meaning they would argue, Mu'ud Lada Mu'ud Labahema. Is that true or not, number one? And number two, can you do Chazar and Abahema? It's like a double machloikis, arguing from one pole to the next. Too much. So what's another answer we gave? A new answer from the Nachlis Tovin. That our Tais is talking about a case where what? Where you saw him kill the animal and the human beings. And therefore, halacha maisa chazara from a behema is not a good chazara because you're still killing humans, so you're still going to kill behemoths. But the Gemara Lamed Zayin was a supposition. So if it's a supposition, a chazara there is good for a supposition.
The supposition was about the animals.
Yes, exactly, correct. The supposition about the animal, so I can do a chazara to shed that supposition. So that's no problem. They're talking about two different topics. Problem is, it's hard to say Lamed Zayin now talking about a supposition. If you look at Rashi, you look at the Lashon Gemara, it's Rashi, you saw them kill. Saw them kill the animal, and you saw them kill people. So the Gemara says, Beferish, you still want a Chazara works. Chazara of a Behema will work to get rid of a Mu'ud of Behema. You'll still remain Mu'ud Adam. And in a certain sense, it makes sense. Because if you literally saw the thing kill, and now you see it not kill, you see that it's a Chazara. You see that it's a Chazara. You see that it's considered to be a Chazara. So therefore, what we're left with is a Kasha. We have a Kasha. We have a Kasha. Rabbeinu Menachem seems to be against what? Rizvi. We tried to give one answer, our own answer. We said it would come out to be a double of too big of a machlokes. Try to give another answer. That answer is also difficult. So that's the second mahalach that we're left with. Yes, Benjamin.
When we say that someone saw it, does that mean like two witnesses or like the owner?
Probably two witnesses. Two witnesses. Yeah, so that's like, what we have to say because it's going to happen after you meet in the moment. Two witnesses. Yeah, no doubt. It's a good kasha. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
How is it a logical assumption to make that?
Because it's a vicious animal. And as long as you've seen him kill one animal, that's one person, that's enough. That's what we want to say, that's what we said. Lomaisa, from Rabbeinu Peretz. From Rabbeinu Peretz, Lomaisa.
It should be fair to say also that, according to the first opinion, if you're a hold like that, that you can be chozer on both of them just by being chozer on behemoth.
Okay, but Lomaisa, we don't. We don't. Chozer behemoth only takes care of behemoth, not human beings.
Why is only by assumption only go one way?
Because Tulsa's opinion is you're a mulatto, Rabbeinu Peretz is not. He agrees with you, Rabbeinu Peretz. Tulsa says not that way. Okay? Now, I want to just point out, okay, we got this Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. So we're going to leave this Mahalach with a Kasha. We'll leave this Mahalach with a Kasha, unless you say, like I said, which is a bit Chiddush, that Rabbeinu Menachem is only going like Rav Papa. It's possible to perhaps say like that. Yes, Evan?
If you were Chozer on Adam, would that retroactively make you Chozer on Behema?
If you're Chozer on Adam, would that also Chozer on Behema? No, it just takes care of Adam.
But
doesn't take care of behemoths.
Assume that if we saw a behemoth, or an Adam, or killing all of them, then you retroactively assume that it killed the behemoth. So if you if you're closer on all of them, why can't it make you closer on the behemoth?
Well, that depends on my sif, like having the supposition. Depends which sheet you hold like.
If you're holding by the supposition.
If you hold like the supposition, lemaisa, so it could be that if you hold like Taisus, we're a mu'ad la'adam, you're a mu'ad la'behema, with Adam and Shor, you want to say if you're chosar by ba'adam, would he also be chosar automatically by behema?
Yeah.
Could be. It's possible. It's possible. Okay. Fine. Number three now. Third malach, I just want to point out. What was Taisus over here? And Bezim and Bezim. Remember we read the Taisus inside yesterday? What did we say Taisus inside said yesterday? That the Gemara is going according to the Ma'an Rebbe holds Chatzin Nezik what? Mamon and not what? And not Knas. I want to just add on something and fix it. I think there's a way to read the Taisus, and I think it's a better way that Taisus reads the Gemara even according to the Ma'an Rebbe Chatzin Nezik Knas, that I would have a Havamina that Mechubir is Chayiv Nezik Shalom for the first time, but it's a mistaken Havamina. That's how I want you to interpret Taisus. Okay? Meaning you could read the Gemara according to the Man Damer Jacob, even Chatzin Nezik is Knas, but the Gemara says, I don't want you to make a mistake and have a mistake in Havamina that Mechubar Schaiv Nezik Shalim, according to my opinion. So it's a little bit of a nuanced difference, but I want you to know the nuanced difference. That the Gemara could be read according to the Man Damer Chatzin Nezik Knas. The Gemara is just saying, I don't want you to have a mistake in Havamina. The mistake in Havamina is Ibichaiv Nezik Shalim. Auto right away by Mechubar Lemaisa from the very first time. So please get that down in notes. That's how we're going to interpret the Taisus number three. Okay, that's the third Ma'alev. So not that the Gemara is only Dafka according to Ma'an Rechatzin Nezik moment. It could even be read according to Ma'an Rechatzin Nezik Knas, but the Gemara is saying, I don't want you to have a mistake in Havamina to think that Mechubar is Chayav Nezik Shalom. Don't think like that. It's a mistake in Havamina. So you can read the Gemara even according to Ma'an Rechatzin Knas. What I said in Taisus yesterday, some Rishonim saying the Shinuk Kubetzis. But I was looking at the Taisus more yesterday. I think you can interpret that the Gemara is going according to Chatzin as a Knas, and the Gemara Taisus is just saying, Lo Nitta Lomar. Remember the Lashon in Taisus? Shalot Titta Lomar. What is Shalot Titta Lomar? Don't make a mistake to say. So you can read the Gemara, it's going kind of according to my number Chatzin as a Knas. Okay, you got that, Donnie?
Yeah.
That's how we want to fix the Taisus. Okay, that's the third mile. Number four. Let's go, guys. We got to move. So we got to get to the United Rosh Hashanah too as well. Number four. There's a Rambam that we didn't have a chance to do yet that was on Beis Amin Aleph. And I want to reiterate, guys, I want you to chaz as much as you can. Beis Amin Aleph and Beis Amin Beis, okay? The Rambam has a unique halach in Hilchos Shkagos. What does the Rambam write in Hilchos Shkagos and Sefer Karbonos? Rambam says an amazing thing, okay? Now, the Rambam was a big tzaddik, you all know. He lived 1135 to 1204. And he was not a Baal Gaiva. He was a tzaddik, obviously. But the Rambam writes in an introduction, Yadach HaZaka, what's the purpose of my Sefer? That all you need after I write my Sefer is a Tanakh and my Sefer. Because I'm going to codify all the dinim and shas. That's what he writes. He's not being a Baal Gaiva, that's the Metzias. So every so often in the Rambam, you'll find the following phrase, Yira'eli. What does Yira'eli mean? Seems to me. Meaning he's going to say a Chiddush. I don't know, you can count them on your fingers how many times the Rambam says it. Maybe 10 times, 12 times in the whole Yad HaZaka. He writes Yira'eli. Maybe it's a little bit more. Well, whatever he writes, Yira'eli has a Chiddush. Okay? So the Rambam has a stunning Chiddush in Hilchos Shkagos that I want you to get. I'm actually going to read it to you. I have it right here. Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. He says, Asa told us shal avzeh, ve told us shal avzeh, behelim echad. Let's say you do a told of one av, and you do a told of another av. What's the din? Let's say I do a told of one av and a told of a different av. How many chatos?
Two.
Two. Yeroyali shu chayev shtei chatos. Yeroyali, he says. Yeroyali, he says, it seems to me, you chayev two chatos. Ah, excellent, Donnie. Very, very good. Excellent. That's exactly what the Kesef Mishnah asks. He says, what do you mean Yeroyali? It's a Gemara. In fact, he quotes, please get this down, Donnie. Kesef Mishnah says, it's amazing. This is also very rare. He says, they asked the son of the Rambam this kasha, Reb Avram ben Arambam. Reb Avram ben Arambam is also a big god. He wrote the Sefer Maspik Lov De Hashem. And they says, they asked, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, that they asked Reb Avram ben Arambam this question, why the Ram Yerali? Donnie's kasha, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. What did the Gemara say in Beis Amin Aleph, Donnie? It says, if you do what? Ma ben Avla Tolda. Come on, you know the Gemara Baal Peh. What did it say? Said, if you do what? Two of us, Bahadeh Adadi, you're chayiv what? chayev two chatos. Inami, shtei toldos b'hadi adari. What is shtei toldos b'hadi adari? Two toldos, one from one av, one from a different av. So why is Aram right? You're early. It's a Gemara. Oh, so let's get this. So Avram ben Aramam answers like this for his Abba. He says that the Gemara is talking about two toldos from one av. The Gemara is talking about two toldos from one av. Okay? And we don't paskin like that. That's what he wants to say. And the Rambam is mechadish. What's the Rambam mechadish, Dani? Two toldos from two different avos is chayiv shtayim. So again, the Gemara says two toldos from one av. That's what it's talking about. And that's not a libet hilchasa. The Rambam is interpreting our Gemara differently, Evan. Correct. He's saying that it's two toldos from one av, and we don't paskin like that. That you're chayiv too. That's what he wants to say. And the Rambam on left field comes and says, two toldos from two avos are chayiv shtayim. I didn't. The Gemara say that? No. The Rambam interpreted our Gemara two toldos from one av. So the Kesef Mishnah says that's very difficult. Because if the Gemara says what? Two toldos from one av, you're chayiv shtayim. Kol shekein, two toldos from two avos should be chayiv shtayim. No? Shouldn't it be a kol shekein? That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. So he said, we're back to the drawing board. Why do you say you're royal elite?
That's not so posh, because they're two different. They're totally
no, the more that they're distinct, there's different families. You're chayiv shtayim. So that's his kasha. So I want you to get this. The Lechem Mishnah writes, on the bottom of the Rambam, that the Rambam understood the Gemara like we said. Two toldos from one av. But we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. Halach lamai, so you're chayiv two toldos. Well, you have two chatos with two tolds one off. So since the Gemara is loki hilchasa, you can't bring any rayas. You can't bring any rayas from the Gemara. And you can't make any kol shekein at all. No kol shekein at all. That's why the Ram writes Yerayali. So it's a very similar answer.
Where did he get it from?
No, he got it from his own self. He was mechadishin.
Based on what?
Because it was mistabered in that if it's in two different families, you have two chatos svara, based on svara. It's not based on the Gemara. Because the Gemara we don't paskin like. So since you don't paskin like the Gemara, you can't make any kosher canes from the Gemara. He got it totally on his own. That's the Lechem Mishnah's answer. And the Lechem Mishnah's answer is saying the Rambam got it totally on his own, and that's what the Rambam writes. You have two toldos from two distinct avos, whose machadis on either Gemara. Like Evan said, the Gemara's talking about two toldos from one av, and the Gemara said a chayiv two. We don't paskin like that. So if you don't paskin like that, you can't make a kavah chomer from the Gemara. If you don't paskin like that, Rambam says, I'll tell you what we paskin. Two tolds from two different avos, Shechayiv. Now I have another way to answer the Gemara. The Ma'arik says. The Ram had a different girsa. He did not have Inami in our Gemara. The whole Inami's not there. Donnie, get that down. The Ma'arik writes, the Ram is not Gerus Inami. So if you say like that, the Ram is Mechadish in his own yearly. But I want to just point out the following. Okay? I want you to get this far. If you say this answer of Ram ben Arambam, that Shtei told us from one av is Chayiv Shtayim, please get this nekud, Evan. If you are saying that two toldos from the same av or chayiv shtayim, what did the Gemara say b'feirush? An av in its own tolda, you're chayiv only one. Get that down. That's very, very novel. Again, two toldos from the same av, you're chayiv shtayim. But an av in its own tolda, you only chayiv one. That means two toldos from the same av is more chamor than an av in its own tolda. Okay? Right, we're going like according to the Chum, Yair. Very good. You're right. So what's the pshat behind this? So what's the svara? So I want you to get this. Yeah, what we're saying, Donnie, is that two toldos from the same av yichayev shtayim, but an av in its own toldo yichayev one. What's the svara for that? So I want you to get that. The svara is when you do an av in its own toldo, the toldo is nullified to the av. The av totally what? Superimposes on it. So it's like you don't even have a told anymore. But when you have two separate tolds, their own, they remain independent and they're both distinct and they're both chayiv shtayim. That's the answer we want to give. I want you to get that. I'll pee what we heard from Rashi, it's totally remember. It's betel ba'av. That's the teretz that we want to say. It's betel ba'av. Remember we discussed this with you, the great Gon Rav Nachum Zemba, Totzos Chaim. That a toldos batel legabe av. So Donnie, get it like this. Two toldos from two different others are definitely chayiv. Two toldas from the same av are also chayiv shtayim. But an av in its own tolda are only chayiv one. Because an av in its own tolda, the av dominates the tolda. It intimidates it. It superimposes on it, and the tolda loses its own life. Evan, you got me? So again, the three halachas. Two toldas from two different avs, for sure chayiv shtayim. Two toldas from the same av, also chayiv shtayim. An av in its own tolda, like Yair said, according to Chum, is only chayiv one, because the tolda gets nullified. Okay. Very good. That's the mahalach lemaisa legabe what? That's the mahalach legabe the din of what? The din of the Rambam. Okay? Now, let's see lemaisa. You know what? Let's get to the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Let's get to Rosh Hashanah. But I want you guys to finish. I want you to finish Bezim and Bez so you know the whole lot. Okay, you'll finish it. We'll finish it after Sukkot's Blinetter. We got a lot to see. But I want you to chazer greatly. Let's take a look at Rosh Hashanah. Everyone has a packet? Let's see. Okay? We know. You got this? Everyone has a pack in Rosh Hashanah? We know there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah to Yeraisa. Monday it's the Yeraisa. Tuesday it's the Rabbanan. Do we say a Shechianu both days or not? The Mechaber says you only say Shechianu one Shechianu for both days. That's what Sfardim do. The Ramah says you say a Shechianu each day. First day is the Yeraisa. The second day is the Rabbanan. Even though Rosh Hashanah might form Kiddush Achasi. Are you allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? Strictly speaking, the Ramah says you're not allowed to take a nap in the afternoon. Mr. Brewer quotes the Maharam in Rutenberg did sleep, and the Stipler did sleep. So if Shechta said, if you look in the Yushalmi, it means the first 3 hours of the day you should be up. Shem judges us the first 3 hours of the day, and the Gemara Yushalmi says if you're sleeping, you'll have a slumbering year. You have a sleepy year. What'd you say? First 3 days from Nates. So I want everyone to find out when Nates is in your neighborhoods. You should try to be up and learning. Even if you're not davening, then you should be up and learning. So according to that, you could sleep in the afternoon. Or you could be machmer in both directions. Be up early and don't sleep in the afternoon. Okay? If you can try to do that, try to do that. Okay? That's what we assume on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Now we have the mitzvah of the Yeraisa. And the Rambam writes, the shofar is a spiritual alarm clock. Yes? It's supposed to wake you up. It's supposed to wake you up to do tshuva. It's a spiritual alarm clock. Yes, go ahead, Yair.
Roshanker says once
Nate
hits, you should be up.
Yushalmi is talking about the first 3 hours of the day when Hashem judges you. Okay? Hashem judges us in the morning the first 3 hours of the day. That's why if by mistake on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you say, Akel HaKadosh Tel HaMelech HaKadosh, Rebbe Abba B'Pasvila was Mekel, you don't have to go back. Because we don't say Yalav Yov on Rosh Chodesh at night, do we? No, we don't. We don't say Rosh Chodesh at night. Yalav Yov, if you miss Yalav Yov, you don't have to go back and Dav Ma'ariv. So therefore he was Mekel. Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, thought that was wrong. He said that if you miss a Melech HaKadosh first night, you must go back. You must go back. Rabbi Moshe was Mekel against Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. Rabbi Moshe said you can be Mekel because when does Hashem judge us? In the morning, not at night. So even if you don't say a Melech, it's not Makiv. At least the first night. Second night it's Makiv. The first night it won't be Makiv. Okay? Quickly, Donnie.
How can that opinion say that you because it's
telling totally
the first two brothers also,
but Galilu
is its own thing.
Atakadosh is separate bracha. So if you said Akel HaKadosh, the first night, it's connected with what? Yalav Yovo. That's what he wanted to be Mechadish.
I just saw him say for that. And if you forget, the reason why you have to repeat is because Amel HaKadosh is a continuation of the first two brothers. So therefore, you don't say.
Okay, but he was. We're Mekel on this push-up shot. We're Mekel on this. Either like Ramosha or Babin Pasvila. Yalav Yovo don't go back for those Babin Pasvila. Ramosha said we don't judge. Shem doesn't judge us till the morning. First day we're judged for as individuals. Second day we're judged what? Second day we're judged as a tzibor. And it's a very appropriate the second day you daven for other people, not just for yourself, to highlight the fact that you're davening for the tzibor. Okay, let's take a look at the packet. Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Okay? We have this mitzvah of shofar, very important mitzvah. Okay, let's get it. Let's see the Gemara inside. Donnie, go ahead, read the Gemara. Guys, look inside, okay? We have a whole mahalakha we got to do. We got a lot to do. We got to get to Chumash too. Let's go. Go ahead, Donnie. Yeah. Yes.
Shavu.
Everyone got it? Jacob, you have it? Let's go.
Yatsa.
If someone forced matzah, you're yatsa the mitzvah. Go ahead.
Man.
Who's the one who forced you?
Shade.
If it was a shade that forced you.
Matanya.
Itim Chalim. Sometimes a guy is healthy. Sometimes he's mentally insane. Go ahead. When he's healthy and sane and he eats the matzah, he's like a pikeach and he's yotze the mitzvah. Pikeach is healthy. He's like a healthy, normal person. Go ahead. But when he's mentally insane, he's like a shotel chodvar. Is a shotel chayv in mitzvahs or not? Pesach, you got this? Is a shotel chayv in mitzvahs? No, he's put for mitzvahs. If he ate the matzah when he's a shotel, what's the din? He does not fulfill his mitzvah. So how could it be that if someone stuffs matzah down your throat, it was a shade on the night of Pesach, how can you say you're yotze? They sent to the father Shmuel. Gemara asks, not true. Yes? When a shade is forcing you, you're not mentally stable. So how can you be yotze? So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. It was not a shade who forced you. It was a Persian non-Jew. So he forced you to do it. So you were mentally stable. That's why you're yotze. Did you have kavana? Yes or no? Did you have kavana? No, you were forced to do it. That's the famous principle. Get it down. Mitzvah srichas kavana or not. So the opinion here is holding that mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Go ahead. Amarava. If you blow for musical sound, what's the din? You're yotze. Says the Gemara. Let's say a guy Monday sits in shul and loves the sound of the shofar. He's not doing to be yotze the mitzvah in shamayim that Hashem commanded the first day to hear the shofar. He loves the sound. Are you yotze? Yes, if you hold mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Go ahead. Gemara says, Pshita. It's the same thing, matzah and shofar. Why do you have to point that out? Go ahead. The Torah requires you on Pesach to eat matzah. You ended up eating it. Go ahead. But here it's Zichron Trua. It has to be what? It has to be internalized that you're doing tshuva with this. Go ahead. And you're just listening to the sound like it's in a symphony. Kamashuman, you're still yotze. Alma? Get it down. Rav is of the opinion of mitzvah saying shrichas kavana. Therefore, you're yotze. Even you know what shofar is. Don't get me wrong. But you love the sound. You're not doing to be yotze in shamayim. Rav holds what mitzvah saying shrichas kavana. Get it down in your notebook. Skip to the bottom line there. Go ahead. Lashame Reb Zera said to a shamish. Next page, go ahead. I want you to have kavana and blow the shofar for me. Alma kasavar. We see from here mashmiya. So what is Reb Zera? Mitzvah srichas kavana. Please get this down. This is a machloikis all over Shas. Machloikis amoroim. Rav and Reb Zera amoroim. It's also machloikis tonoim whether the old mitzvahs need kavana or not. No doubt. Machloikis. The machloikis is presented in Shas not just by mitzvahs diraisa. But even my mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's an example of mitzvah d'raisa? Shofar. Give me an example of mitzvah d'rabbanan. Korech. Korech on the Pesach is considered to be d'rabbanan. And the Gemara presents a machlokes with a mitzvah d'kavan or not. So in Shas, it's presented both my mitzvah d'raisa, Benji, get it down, and mitzvah d'rabbanan. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. On mitzvah d'raisa, we hold mitzvah d'sriches kavan. On mitzvah d'rabbanan, we paskin ain't sri kavan. That's the Magen Rambam in the name of who? The Chuvis Haradbaz. He makes a split in this psak. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Wrong. We paskin mitzvah srichas kavana both by mitzvah tiraisa and mitzvah tirobanan. Cross the board. We paskin indeed kavana.
Is there a Gibeah?
The Gaon. The Vilna Gaon argues on the Magen Rambam in the name of the Chuvis Haradbaz. We paskin mitzvah srichas kavana both by mitzvah tiraisa and by mitzvah tirobanan.
Who says they don't?
Magen Rambam in the name of the Chuvis Haradbaz makes the split. The Machaber says in Ochos Kriyashma, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. He doesn't tell you the scope of it. Is he talking Mitzvah Diraisa, Mitzvah Rabbanan? It's a Machloek, it's a Magen Rambam named Chuvus Rabbaz against the Vilna Gaon. Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. What exactly is the case of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana and Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? You must know this. So I'm going to describe for you what the Chayanim says. Please get it. The Chayanim says, let's say, you're dealing with a Jew's a big tzaddik. Mamish a big tzaddik. The second before he does the mitzvah, he starts thinking of the ball game. Would you think he's yotze or not? Plug it in. If you hold mitzvah saint shrichas kavana, for sure you're yotze. If you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, are you yotze?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Kola Osa, Aldas Rishonahu Osa. He was engaging in it, even though last second before and he started daydreaming, you are still Yotze. So that's on one polar. One pole. Everyone agrees you're Yotze. In that case. You got me? Both cheetahs. Let's go to the other extreme. Let's say you think a Jew who's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. Never. Natan. Let's get this down. He's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. He happens to light a candle on one of the nights of Hanukkah. Is he Yotze or not? What do you think? No. Certainly according to the Mandam Mitzvah, Srichus Kavana, you're not Yotze. He doesn't even know what it is. And even according to the Mandam Mitzvah, ain't Srichus Kavana, that's Misase. He doesn't even know what he's doing. So even according to the opinion of Mitzvah, ain't Srichus Kavana, you are not Yotze. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's Misase. So then again, where is the case where they're arguing?
Middle.
In the middle. What is the middle? Get this down. Tokeya Lashir. You're sitting in shul. You know what Rosh Hashanah is all about. You know what Shofar is all about. But you are listening because you enjoy the symphony. You enjoy the sound. You are not doing the Yotze in the midst of the Yoraisa. That is the Machlaikis. If you omit the Srichus Kavana, you're done. You are not Yotze. If you omit the Ain Srichus Kavana, you are Yotze. You got to know this, what we just said. I want you to know everything. You got this? That's the Machlaikis and Shas. Where you know it's a mitzvah, but you're doing it for alternative motives. Alternative motives. Yes, Pesach, what were you going to ask? You got it clear? You got to write this down. I want you to know, a lot of guys don't even know what the case is. They've heard of mitzvah, but you got to know precisely on the case. That is the case. You understand? It can't be the extremes. In the extreme case of Yotze, no matter what, the big tzaddik. And the case of the Jews never heard of Hanukkah, for sure not Yotze. We're talking about in the middle. Okay. That brings us to the steer in the Rambam. Let's go. Next page in the packet. How does the Rambam paskin on this shiloh? Of how we paskin. You guys can say this over in your shul this whole shir now. Okay? What we just said so far. Steer in the Rambam. Go ahead, Donnie. Let's go. Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet Hilchos Shofar. Let's see the Rambam inside. Go ahead. Lislamed. If you don't know what you're doing, meaning you are listening to the symphony, you're not being Yotze of the Mitzvah in Shul. What is the din? You are not Yotze, yes? Go ahead. Achu what? So both guys need Kavanah, the Tokeya and the Shomeya. What is the Rambam paskening from this Rambam? Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. Get it down. Excellent, Natan. Turn the next page. Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah. Go ahead. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. What do you say? Go ahead, Danny. What's Nichve? Nichve means he was what? He was forced to do so when he was what? Insane? Oh, Lefi? So he has to eat again. But what happens if someone forces you to eat it? Are you Yotze? No, the first line of the Rambam.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Yeah.
First line, he says Yotze. No. Read it again, Donnie. Ocho? There it is. Finish it up. About what? Ocho Kazayas. Matzah. So the Rambam paskens in the first line, Yonatan, that what? Mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavanah. So we have a steer in the Rambam. Please get it. The Rambam Hilchos Shofar is Koveya, Hilchos what? Mitzvahs Srichas Kavanah. And in Hilchos Matzah, what is he paskin? Mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavanah. It's a steer in the Rambam. Can't contradict himself. Yes, Natan.
He could just hold like the Gemara did. The logic of the Gemara is at least that matzah is just something you need to do as a matter of one.
Okay, let's see. We're going to offer four different answers to this Rambam. Please get this down. Four different Malachim to answer this steer in the Rambam. Okay? The first answer is based on the following. Okay? First answer is based on the following. Let's get it. It runs like this. There is a principle of misasek. What is misasek? I don't know that I'm doing anything wrong, so I'm not chayiv on Shabbos. When I'm saying the shir, if I hit on the shtender and it back to me, I don't realize the light's going on, I'm not chayiv. Push up shot. I don't know what I'm doing. That's misasek. However, Shmuel, the great Amora, we already had Shmuel. Where do we have Shmuel in our Baba Kama? Where do we have Shmuel in Baba Kama? Mav is what? Mav is Shane. Correct, according to Shmuel. Rav says Shmuel, that Mav is Adam. So let me ask you the following. Shmuel's Mechadish in Sanhedrin, and Daf Samech Bez, and increase Daf Yates, if you're Misasik, B'chalob, B'arayas, Chayv, Shekein, Nenet. Let's say a guy is eating a piece of ham. He doesn't realize it's ham. Is he Chayv Achatas? Yes. Shekein, Nenet. The fact that he filled his stomach up with the ham supplants for the lack of what? Supplants for the lack of what? The lack of Kavana. And therefore, you're chayv a what? You're chayv a chattas. What happens if a guy lives with a woman who thought it was a married woman? He thought it was his wife. Turns out not to be his wife. She's married to someone else. What's the din? Chayv chattas. Because she came nene. I'm going to write the word down. She came nene. He had enough. She came nene. That's what Shmuel says. Let's get this. Now, what realm is that? That's in the realm of Averis. Yes? To be Chayv Achatas. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran that expands this theory from the realm of Averis and expands it to mitzvahs. And what does he say? What's the rule? The rule is mitzvahs what? Mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana. Shofar is the rule. Shofar is the rule. Why are you yotzer then by matzah? Because you're a nen and you ate. And therefore the eating supplants the lack of kavana. That's the first answer, Benji. Get it down. That really the rule is shofar. Rambam pasuk and mitzvah shrichas kavana. Matzah is the exception based on misase. Sometimes you find, guys, that the Gemara has a certain realm and the Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. This is a great example. Misasek is in the realm of Averis and Chash. In Gemara, the Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. In fact, Lamaisa, there's a machlokes, the Machaber in the Ramah, the first night of Sukkos, is there a Ptur of Mitztayer? First night of Sukkos, if it's freezing out, is there a Ptur of Mitztayer or not? Machaber says yes, the Ramah says no, you got to eat there. The Rav said, the machlokes Machaber Ramah is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of eating in the first night of Sukkos? Is it Yeshiva Sukkah, or is it Achila B'Sukkah? If it's a Shiva B'Sukkah, then it's a Ptur of what? There's a Ptur of Mitztayer. If it's Achila, then what's the din? Chayav Shekein Nene. Misasik Chayav Shekein Nene. So Halacha L'Maaseh, you're not going to what? You're going to have that din of what? Chayav Shekein Nene. You're going to derive benefit. And that's going to be the Chiddush. So that's the Psak that we want to suggest is the din. You're Chayav Shekein Nene. Okay? So the first answer that we're saying in the Rambam is, for example, Kol Yisrael Aridim Zebazet. Where is that in Shas? Sanhedrin Daf Chavtes Amarav in Sanhedrin Memalav Amarav. The Kashlu Yishbachiv and Yisroos Lashem Elokeinu. Two different psukim. The Gemara quotes that every Jew is responsible for another Jew. If you see a guy doing a very, you got to tell him. It's wrong. Where do we expand the realm of Arvis, Kol Yisrael Aridim Zebazet, and Mitzvahs? The Rashi and the Rifa. Afa Bishiyat Zemotzi. How do you know that someone can blow the shofar for someone in the hospital at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they're yotz in the morning of Rosh Hashanah? Because Kol Yisrael are Reben Zevazeh. Arvis, you expand Arvis from the realm of Averis to mitzvahs. That's another example that we show them to sometimes take a topic and expand it more than what the Gemara said. The Gemara only had it by Averis. And the Gemara Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. That's why I can be motzi people in Kiddush, even though I was yotz in my own Kiddush early. The Ritva writes the Jewish people are one organic unit of Shechta Kota from the Ritva. And until all the Jews in the world are Yotzei, on the planet Earth, I haven't in a sense fulfilled my own mitzvah. Even though I was Yotzei in the morning, I still can be Motzei other people. Follow me? So that's the first answer. First answer is what? Based on the principle of Misasek, Shekein Nene. But what's the rule, Benji? The rule is shofar. Shofar is what? Shofar is mitzvah sweet. Just come on. Matzah is the exception. The reason why matzah is yotz is because you ate. So plant in the lack of kavanah. Yonatan, you follow me? That's the first answer. Second answer. Let's get it. Second answer. Let's go now. If you look inside, let's go now, Lamaisa, to the packet. Look in the next page, Tysus. We'll say it outside first. The Rav said, and I want you to get this. The Rav said from the Ramban al Atayra, very powerful Chiddush. What was the Chiddush in the Ramban al Atayra? That blowing shofar is like davening without words. That's why the shofar always got to be in the context of Chazar Shashatz. That's why the Brisker Rav said you cannot answer Baruch Ruch Shemal during Chazar Shashatz of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Because if you say Baruch Ruch Shemal, you're not Yotzei. Whenever you hear a Kiddush or Avdallah from someone, you never say Baruch Ruch Shemal. It's a Hefsek. All you do is answer Amen. So he claimed that the shofar had to be in the context of Chazar Shashatz. If you say Baruch Ruch Shemal, you're not going to be Yotzei. So you need to be Yotzei with those brachas. I'm not saying you got to follow the Brisker Rav. Mr. Bruce says you can answer Baruch Ruch Shemal. But the bottom line is, the Rav said from the Ramban that shofar is like davening without words, a beautiful thought. And therefore, if it's like davening without words, it's a din of tefillah. So it could be the following. Maybe you could suggest like this. Maybe the Rambam, the second answer is that what? What's the ikar din, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam is what? Shofar is din tefillah. The real rule is what? Matz is the rule. Rambam holds mitzvahs what? Ein sriches kavana. Get the second answer down. Rambam really holds mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. But shofar is the exception. Why is shofar the exception? Because the din of tefillah. And tefillah without a kavana is a zero. Amir, you follow me? Tefillah without kavana is a zero. In fact, Reb Chaim writes the two types of kavana. You know, the Rambam says you need kavana tzvi for all the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. And then Benji says all you need is kavana in the first bracha. It's a stira in the Rambam. How does Reb Chaim answer that stira? That one kavana is the what? Perish amilin. You have to understand every word in Shmoneh Esrei what it means. That's makiv only the first bracha. That's what Reb Chaim says, the Rav's grandfather. What's the other kavana Yehuda that you need throughout all of Shmoneh Esrei? You need kavana the what? They're standing in front of the Eibishter. Omer l'fnei Hashem. That's makiv. You can't be thinking about the ball game. So you need kavana from beginning till end, and you're standing in front of Hashem. Perish Amilim is makiv only the first bracha. Ideally, you guys should know every word, translation of every word. So you should look over to Machzor before Rosh Hashanah. It should be the first time you open it up. Last night, I just went over with our chazan. Every year, we try to go over it to prepare. He knows it so well. Still, that's part of Ein Kedusha B'li Achana. The Rav said he cannot have Kedusha without any Achana. Rav Lesson, the Mashgiach, said, Ono Kabbalah on Rosh Hashanah. We need a Kabbalah on ourselves, guys. Otherwise, it's not a real Rosh Hashanah. You must be Mekabbalah upon yourself something good you're going to do. Not just one day. Bekvias. With a Bli Neder, though. But Ono Kabbalah, with Ono means in Yiddish, not a Kabbalah. You don't have a Kabbalah, it's a Nishkin Rosh Hashanah. So if look at that Tosis, the end of Psachim, Kuftet, Vavanav, read those that I underlined. Go ahead. Mishumachi Nami Lomaisiach Abraises. Wow, that's amazing. They got a tefillah of it, kia boy kavana tve. You see that? By tefillah and kavana, you need what? What's shofar have to do with tefillah? Has a lot to do with it. It's like davening without words. It has to be done during Chazar Shashatz. You say Baruch Hu Shemo, according to Brisker Rav, you're not Yotzei. Why? Because you're not Yotzei Chazar Shashatz, mainly not Yotzei the what? The shofar. You follow me? That's the Chiddush. I davening is the Rabbanon. Once a day, it's the Raisa, though. Once a day, it's the Raisa. But it's a kiyum of it. Okay, that's the second answer. So the first answer was what? Ram holds mitzvah sriches kavana. And matzah was the exception because of what? Shekein nenem. Isasik shekein nenem. Second answer is fakir. The Ram holds mitzvah what? Ain't sriches kavana. And what? Shofar is the exception. Didn't feel it. Next answer. Third answer. Read the Gemara here in Brachas, Tafkid, Bezim, and Aleph. Go ahead, Danny. Let's go.
Yes.
Okay, if you're holding a cup of wine in your hand, and you thought it was beer, And when you see Bruchata Hashem, you have in mind this Ishakel. Then you catch yourself and you say what? Bray Priya Guffin? No problem. Because even if you would have said Shakel on the wine, are you Yotze?
Yes,
Shakel is good on everything. Go ahead. Dotanan.
Dinami.
Imam or Shakel Medvaro Yotze. Dotanan.
Akulam.
Yotze. Ella, but what is the case? Ella Hecha. You're holding a cup of beer in your hand, but you thought it was wine. U pasach, the back ends the letter of U pasach, U barach. When you said Bruchat Hashem, you said what? You were going to say Bray Priya Guffin, you had in mind. Then you catch yourself and you say what? Oh, and you say Shakol Nebivoro, what's the din? My. Bus or what?
Bus or paper bracha.
Aslin, do you go bus at the beginning of the bracha and then you'd be off, and then you would be off tzuris? Because you're holding a cup of beer and when you said Bruchat Hashem, you had in mind to say Bray Priya Guffin. Oh, what? But you saved yourself in the end. And what bracha did you end up saying? You end up saying shakel. So do you go bus to the beginning or the end? Yes? Turn to the next page. You know what the Talmid Rav Ben Yonah quotes Bashim Rav Haigon again? What's the case again? If I'm holding a what? Cup of what? Cup of wine. Literally. And I thought it was beer. And when I said Bruchat Hashem, I thought it was beer. I was going to say shakel. And then I save myself, and what do I say? Right? I'm definitely Yotze. Why? Because even if I would have said Shako on the wine, I would have been Yotze, right? So what's the case that the Gemara has a Sovek on, Yonatan? I'm holding beer, and I thought it was wine. So when I said Ruch Dasham, I had in mind to say Bray Priya Guffin. Bray Priya Guffin and beer would not be good. But in the end, I saved myself. Do I go bust to the beginning, then I'm in trouble? Or do I go bust to the end, then I save myself? Let me ask you a kasha. Turn to the next page. You know what Talmid Rav Ben Yonah asks the name of Haigon? Who cares? Mitzvah Saint Shrichas Kavana. Even if my Bruchat Hashem was off, in the end of the day, did I do it right? Yes. So I don't need Kavana, so why shouldn't I be Yotze? You follow me? That's what the Talmid Rav Ben Yonah asks. If I hold Mitzvah Saint Shrichas Kavana, I should be Yotze, no? So what's the answer? The answer is as follows. Please get this. What's the answer? The answer is the machlokas all over Shas. Whether mitzvah srichas kavana or not, depends upon an action. You blow a shofar. Well, actually, shofar is not a good example. You eat matzah. You shake a lulav. You eat karech. All those machlokas about mitzvah srichas kavana or not depend upon a maisa. Does the maisa mitzvah need kavana or not? However, if all you have in the midst is words, and all you can do is hang your hat on words, then words without a kavana is a nothing. Words, dibor, or shmiya, and what is shofar? What do we say the midst of shofar is according to the Rambam? The midst is shmiya, listening. Rabbeinu Tam says the midst is tekiya. But the Rambam says the midst is shmiya. Therefore the Rambam says if you steal a shofar, yotze, because ain b'kol din gezel. Cannot steal a sound, it's intangible. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Lamaisa, the reason why you're Yotze, because Yerushalmi says Lachem, even if it's stolen. That's what the Ravid says. The Rabbeinu Tam says, what is the bracha? Litkoa. Al tkiya shofar. What does the Rambam say the Nusach HaBracha is? Shmiya, l'shmoa kol shofar. We paskin like the Rambam. It's a mitzvah of Shmiya. Shmiya is like Dibor, guys. It's intangible. So what do we have now? A third answer. What's the third answer? Third answer is that Rambam really holds what? Also mitzvah srichas kavana. But shofar isn't accepted because it's a din shmiya. And shmiya, shmiya b'li kavana is a zero. You understand what I'm saying? If you do a mice without kavana, at least you've done a mice. I shook a lulav, I ate matzah. But if all it is intangible like shmiya or words, then without a kavana it's a zero. It's a nothing. So according to the third answer, what's the third answer? Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana? No, what's the third answer? Ramos Mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavana. The rule is Matzah again. What's the exception? Shofar. Not because it's a Din Fila, but because it's a Din what? Shmiya. And Shmiya or Dibra without a Kavana is a zero. You got that? Second answer was because it was a Din Fila. Second answer also was that Shofar was an exception. Read the Talmid Rav Ben Yonah here. Guys, look at the next page. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. But my mitzvah, why is the Gemara leave it as an open question? She is bo maisa. She a maisa. Ube makom. Oh, keep going until it's wulu. Mida agbayo. When you lift it up, nafik be. Kol kiyotz bezalva mitzvah shetuliyas bedibor bilvad. She amirahi. Excellent. It's like you did nothing. You got nothing to hang your hat on. Because all it is Dibor. A Dibor and a Shmi without a Kavan is a zero. So that's the answer. In that child in the Brachas, what do? We pass him only Sovik Brachas Lahakal. But the Rif, the Tosis quotes in the name of the Rif, it's an amazing Chiddush that you have to say a Brach. We don't pass him like that. Because you don't say Sovik Brachas Lahakal by a Birkas Nenid. Because if you eat something or drink something without a Brach, it's an Isra Meel or Gesel. So you don't apply the principle of Sovik Brachas Lahakal by Birkas Nenid. So that's a collector's item, that Tosis. We don't hold like that Tosis. We would not require a new Bracha. So that's the third answer. Let's see the fourth answer. What's the fourth answer? I want you to get this. Yeah, are you familiar with the principle called Mitzvah Baba Avera? What's the principle of Mitzvah Baba Avera? I steal a lulav to be Yaitzeh, I'm not Yaitzeh. Mitzvah Baba Avera. I did the Mitzvah through the means of an Avera. So, the Ritva has an amazing Chiddush, B'Shem the Baal HaTais. We don't have the Tais on the Daf on Shas. But you know what Tais says? Tosfos says you only say mitzvah baba avera on mitzvahs that engender. You know what engender means? They generate. Ritzui. What is ritzui? Appeasement between Hashem and you. Special level of a relationship. Ritzui. Ritzui. Causes appeasement between Hashem and the Jewish people. Which mitzvahs do that? Take a look at the next page. Go ahead. Right, you took your friend, threw him out of a sukkah. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar. Rabbanan Savre. Yotzu with a bar of sukkah. Hikshu v'taisvus. If you threw your friend out of the sukkah, why are you? It's mitzvah baba avera. So why do I need a pasuk? Go ahead. Wow. Baba sukkah. This is amazing chiddush. He says mitzvah baba avera is only said by mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Like a korban gives atonement from Hashem. Shofar, lulav. Lulav is meratz on mayim, Rav Worman, Sechat Tzadik, the brother said. How do you pray for water? The Gemara says in Tainis, Bezim is with the lulav. Lulav is meratz to Hashem for water. What is shofar? Shofar, we plead for our lives. The shofar is meratz. He says a kiyotzevo. I'm not sure what he means, which similar mitzvahs are like that. Maybe tztaka, maybe. But he says sukkah is not ritzui. That's why sukkah, you need a pasuk to tell me mitzvah baba avera is considered to be a problem. Mitzvah baba avera is considered to be a problem, a stolen sukkah. Why can't you just say mitzvah baba avera? Just say that klal. Because sukkah doesn't have ritzui. And that klal, Yonatan, is only said by what? Mitzvahs that engender ritzui. The Ritva goes on to say he thinks it's wrong. Because Yushalmi applies mitzvah baba avera to stolen matzah. Matzah is also not ritzui. So how could the Yushalmi apply mitzvah baba avera? Must be that it applies outside of those mitzvahs. But nonetheless, the Ritva quotes Baalei HaTosfos that limit the whole topic to mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Amazing. It's an amazing thing. Ritzui is a special relationship where you ask Hashem, you beseech, you plead, you beg Hashem for a good judgment through the means of the shofar. And therefore, you only say mitzvah above there and mitzvahs that engender ritzui. What'd you say? The Rambam said if you stole it, you wouldn't be yotze because you can't steal sounds. Right. But if you hold the mitzvah tekiah, like this Tosfos, then it would be a problem. Okay? He seems to be saying that a stolen shofar would be a problem. Okay? Even though the Yerushalmi said it's good from Lachem. We only limit the mitzvah of Ritzui. So I ask you guys, what makes shofar a mitzvah of Ritzui? What makes it unique and special? What makes it unique and special? You know what makes it unique and special? The following. Are you allowed to use a shofar from a cow? No, we paskin. Why not? Because ein kategor, nasa sanegor. Reminds you of the egel azav. The prosecutor cannot be the come the defender. Yes? But the Gemara has akasha in Rosh Hashanah, daf chavav amraf. You guys look it up. That klal is only said in intersanctum. Where's the intersanctum? In the Kodesh Kodashim. Does the Kohen Gadol wear what in Kodesh Kodashim? What clothes does he wear?
White.
He doesn't wear his gold because it reminds you of what? But how do you say this cloud disqualify a shofar from a cow anywhere? You don't blow the shofar to Kodesh Kodash. We do it in shul. That's outside. So why do you apply the principle here? So I want you to get this down. The Gemara has the following line. The Gemara says that shofar is lezikron ka'asi ukebifnim dami. There is something unique and special about the shofar, and it's a good drusha right before the shofar, is that when the shofar is blown, it's like you are in the Kodesh Kodashim. Vision yourself in like the Kodesh Kodashim. Because the shofar calls up the memory of every Jew, of every human being for that matter. Non-Jews are judged too as well. It is so unique and special. And it conjures up these memories. Amir, you got me? And it's so unique and special that it's like it's bifnim dami. And therefore you apply the principle of what? Ein kategor nasa sanegor. And even though a shofar can be from any kosher animal, a gazelle, a deer, but it can't be from a cow, even though a cow's kosher. Because ein kategor nasa sanegor. But I thought that cow's only said bifnim in the Kodesh Kodashim. Shofar's outside. No, a shofar's like bifnim dami. Because a shofar is unique and special. And that is why it is ritzu. The shofar is ritzu. And therefore, Yair, that's the fourth answer we want to suggest in the Rambam. The Rambam also paskins what mitzvahs ain sriches kavana. But shofar is unique and special. Why? Because it is what? Genders what? Ritzui. And there is no way, guys, you can have ritzu without a kavana. If you're not focusing and concentrating and wanting it, forget about it. So the answers of 2, 3, and 4 are, the rule is what? Matzah. Mitzvah Sein Shrichas Kavanah. Shofar's the exception. 2, because it's a din tefillah. Davening without words, like the Ramban. 3, it's a din what? Shmiah. That's all it is, a Shmiah or Dibor. Shmiah here, it's not Dibor. And therefore, without Kavanah, you have nothing to hang your hat on. And what's 4?
Ritzui.
It's Ritzui. What was the first answer of the Rambam? Fakir. That the Rambam paskins what? Mitzvah Srikas Kavanah. That shofar is the rule and matzah the exception. The reason why you're yotze because you ate. Shekain nene. And therefore you're yotze. Okay? Everyone got that chiddush? This is the four answers you want to give. Yeah, go ahead, Yair.
So what should one think of when hearing the shofar?
You should think that your mamish next to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your mamish like it's in here in the Kodesh Kodashim when the Kohen Gadol goes in. And he's judging us. And therefore you want to plead and beseech and beg it. And it's the Ma'orah Le'Lavavos, a spiritual alarm clock. You're going to change your lives. You're going to become better. That's what the shofar, that's why it's bent. That you should have that feeling. Now, this is the chiddush we want to suggest, shat and shitas rama. Look at the next page. Donnie, go ahead. Do you ever notice that the Baal Tokeya covers the shofar with the talus? Why? To access that it's not the shofar blowing, it's the sound. Go ahead, Donnie. Read this Mikroi Kodesh. You should cover the shofar. Yesh lachasus a shofar b'shas abrocha. Go ahead, Mechain Kasov. Go ahead. Reb David Luria.
Lezecher.
Ubipsikta, Sheetsnia. What did Rambam do? What did Avram do? He hid Yitzchak until when? Until the Akedah. So if he hid him, we hid the shofar. Shalom what? Yeah, so the Sultan should throw a rock at him and pass him in a korban. Go ahead. Beautiful. And the tekiah b'shofar was a remembrance, right? Was a remembrance of the ram that was b'makom akedah Yitzchak. So therefore we cover it. That's the reason al pi nistar. U'b'sefer Avnezer. Al pi halacha, al pi nigla. Humipnei. Oh, you're not doing it on the tekiah of the mice, the tekiah you do on the hearing. Lachain. That it shouldn't be embarrassed. The shofar shouldn't be embarrassed to know that the sound is the mitzvah, not the blowing. Right, exactly. Like covering the challah by Kiddush. Kiddisa. Gabi what? Exactly, that the pas shouldn't be embarrassed, you're not saying Kiddush. Shem Akdim Levarachalov, that you're saying the Brei Pirei Gavin before. Go ahead. Shem Akdim Levarachalov. Oh, therefore, exactly. Since you don't say Abraham to Kiddush over, Ella what? Ella Raka what? Mechasa Shofar. Excellent. Therefore, you cover the Shofar to highlight it's only the sound. It's a beautiful Svara, no? That goes well with the third answer. Okay. So please get this mahalach, guys. It's very, very important mahalach. I'm on Mitzvah Niskavana. You can keep the packets. You can say it in shul. Ask your rav if you want to say a shir one yomtiv. You can call me on the phone and chazer over. Please chazer over during the yomtiv. So let's close with something from the parsha, which is associated with Rosh Hashanah. The Torah writes in the parsha in the Tzavim, it says Hayom a few times. Rav Moshe writes, this is it. Make your decision. You go on the pathway of bracha, mitzvahs, or the pathway of klala and averis. And every day you have this decision. And if you pass it and do it well, don't rest on your laurels. Tomorrow you have the same thing. And similarly, if God forbid you fail today, you have tomorrow. And the power of tshuva is amazing. Tshuva is the only mitzvah that can rewrite a videotape. Brother Rav once said, in Al HaTshuva, you know why we do Kol Nidre on Leil Yom Kippur? Because there's two types of tshuva. Tshuva mi'ava. You know what tshuva mi'ava means? Can take an aveira and turn it into a mitzvah. Tshuva out of love. Tshuva out of fear of God can take an aveira and do the mitzvah, downgrade it to shogeg. Where have you ever found such a thing that can transform an aveira into a mitzvah? Unbelievable. So what is Kol Nidre? Hataras Nedarim. Where you rewrite the videotape. There's Hataras Nedarim. So we set the stage for the holy day, for the rest of the day, that you want to engage in tshuva and rewrite the videotape. There's a halachic mechanism where you can rewrite the videotape. Hataras Nedarim does that. Tshuva can do that as well. And tshuva out of love of Hashem can transform an aveir into a mitzvah. Many Hasidic Rebbeim say, how can that be? And the Hesber is because Avraham Avinu changed the whole world that they should believe in monotheism. How did he do that? Because he was once one of them. They knew him. They liked him. He was able to communicate with them. He talked their language. And when he comes and now says to them, guys, we've got to believe in one God, that's his transforming his aveiras into making them mitzvahs. And that's what tshuva me'ava, Reish Lakish said, can transform an aveira into a mitzvah. It's such an awesome concept. It's a halachic concept, but it's an amazing thing. And the truth of the matter is that in our parsha, and that's why Kol Nidre is said, as we said, sets the stage. It's one halachic mechanism, rewrites the videotape. Tshuva can do it as well. That's why it's a funny thing. We do Hataras Nedarim and Yom Kippur. Yes, for that reason. Now, in the parsha, it says there's a certain mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah zos is lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in heaven, it's lo me'ever liyam. It's in your heart, and it's in your mouth to do. And the Torah doesn't tell you what mitzvah it is. This mitzvah, mitzvah zos, which mitzvah is it? So the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Heim and Aleph says, it's referring to Talmud Torah. Rebbe, it's too hard to learn. It's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's difficult. I'm tired. It's not in Shemayim. It's not thousands of millions of miles away. It's in your heart, in your mouth to do. You got to bring it out. And the Gemara identifies it as referring to Talmud Torah. That's what the Chumash is referring to in our Parsha. But the Ramban in our Parsha says differently. You know what he says it's referring to? It's referring to tshuva. Guy says to his Rebbe or Rav, I'm too long gone with my Averis. It's just too difficult. I can't come back. It's lo me'ever liyam, lo b'sham lo me'ram. It's in your heart and mouth to do. You can do it. If you're serious, you realize what Olam Haz is all about to get to Olam Haba. The Iker is Olam Haba. You can do it. And we all know, we mentioned earlier in the week, I think it was already, that no one can ever argue on the Gemara. If the Gemara identified this mitzvah as being Talmud Torah, then how can the Ramban, the great Rishon, say it means tshuva? You can't argue on the Gemara. Which is it? Is it Talmud Torah or tshuva? Well, you go with the Gemara. Remember we said the Gemara, you always go with the Gemara? Ravina Ravashi Sofo Ra. How could that be? Everyone hear the Kasha? The answer is as follows. I want to suggest the following. And that is that the point of tshuva is to get to the Kisei HaKavod, is to be able to what? Come close to Hashem. How do you come close to Hashem? Through the means of Torah. And doing Torah what? Lishma. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out to us, when you say the bracha of tshuva in Shmon Esrei, what do you say? Hashivenu Avinu L'sorasecha. What does Torah have to do with anything? When you're talking about tshuva, it has to do with everything. Because to get to true tshuva shlema is through the means of Talmud Torah, and one's commitment to Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah leaves you clinging to Hashem. In the same vein, that's what tshuva is supposed to do. So in the bracha of tshuva, we focus on Talmud Torah. So I want to suggest that the Ramban is not arguing on the Gemara, God forbid. He's being masver the Gemara. Because tshuva and Talmud Torah are two sides of the same coin. Tshuva and Talmud Torah are, if you're really serious about changing your life, you have to have a commitment to Talmud Torah. In Iyun and Bekiyas, in a very strong way. And what is the most quintessential element you have in Talmud Torah? Amelus. Working hard. Striving. Exerting effort. Working and working and working. Amelus B'Torah. You try and try and try. Hashem gives you that much more reward. Where you work hard, you're exerting effort. So I want to suggest when it comes to tshuva as well, if tshuva is the pathway to Talmud Torah, you know what? You need amelus too. You got to sit down, guys, for a Shana for Yom Kippur and think about three things for tshuva. You have to think about what my sins were. Hakara sachet. Then, two, you have to feel bad and feel guilty, charata. And what's number three? The Kabbalah on the future not to do it again. That's how the Rav Zatzal writes about the mitzvah of tshuva. These three elements. And that's what he says you got to strive for. So just like you need a melis for Talmud Torah, you need a melis for tshuva. And it's a work in progress. It's an enterprise you must engage in. And that puts you in the mood for the Yom Noroim. And that's why the Ramban is really saying the other side of the coin of what Talmud Torah is. Because they're really two twins. Tshuva and Talmud Torah are really inextricably linked. And that's why we want to engage basically not just tshuva out of fear, but tshuva out of Ava. And we want to have tshuva that keeps us in the same closeness that we were before we did the Avera. You ever thought about the Yud Gimel Midas? It says, Hashem, Hashem. What's the first Hashem? The Gemara says, Kodim that you did a chait. Because you were in a certain state of closeness with Hashem. Once you did that Avera, you were distanced now. We want to be able to do a tshuva where you're put back in that original state where you're close to Hashem. That's what you strive for. And Rosh Hashanah requires this Kabbalah, where you have this Kabbalah in a most serious way. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you very carefully eat pas palter. Don't eat pas palter during Aser Shemei Tshuva. Entimins are kosher throughout the whole year. But there's a churma during Aser Shemei Tshuva not to have cookie or cake or bread that was baked by a non-Jew, even though it's kosher. Because we are yechidim, we're judges, private individuals. And as private individuals, that gezerah was made. As a tzibur, we can't do. Throughout the whole year, you don't have to do it. But during a serious mitzvah, we accentuate the yechidim. And we take that chumrah upon ourselves. Cereals are fine. Noodles are fine. But anything that's tzuris apas, cake or cookies and bread, should make sure you don't eat those during a serious mitzvah. Because you're taking this very seriously. And as we said earlier this week on Tuesday, devote Rosh Hashanah to coronating Hashem. The next 8 days focus on you doing tshuva and coming close to Him. And thinking about all the avarias we could have done. And it says in Mishnah Berurah that the Aseret Yemei tshuva, every day you're supposed to do tshuva. For Monday, for Tuesday. So if on Monday you have lunch with a few guys, maybe you speak Lashon Hara, then on that Monday during Aseret Yemei tshuva, you do tshuva for that. Then don't eat lunch with those guys. Or if you pass by a billboard on Tuesday, a certain Tuesday, where you look at it by accident. So on Tuesday, don't drive by that billboard. Don't look. Every day of the Aseret Yemei, you're supposed to do tshuva for that day throughout the year. And this is the time period. This is it. Now we have shir 4 days in between Rosh Hashanah. People don't have college. If you're here, come. We'll have shir about 11:30. We have shir on Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, Monday. Those 4 days. And if you're not here, you can listen on the computer. We'll put it on the computer. So you have to take these days the most seriously, because this is why we realize what Olam Hazeh is all about. This is the test. These are the tests. It's not a joke that only I'm going to behave properly these days. These days will be a springboard for the rest of the year. So if we internalize these concepts, Hashem will give us brach v'atzlocha. I want to bless you and your families with good health and happiness for the whole year. And you should only have good things, and all your tefillah should be accepted. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's daven mincha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. And then, like I said, we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, Monday. Okay, who wants to daven for the yomim? Simi, want to daven for the yomim? Yeah. Happy health year to your family. Be well. Safe trip. Happy health year.
Wait, so I can't have pizza.
You can have pizzas owned by a Jew. That's Pasi Sro.
Like I made it, it's not a Jew.
No, no, but the Jewish owner turns the light on.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Make sure. I'm sure. I hope the mashgichim make sure of that.
Yeah.
They should make sure of it. Okay. Asher Yeshiv Yitzchak, Chodi Chosal, Shem Kapla, Shem Kapla, Shem Shreya, Lach, Chol Dovi, Harumim Kol Ha'emel, Chorach Shalai, Chodi Rechaika, Chodi Rechaika, Allah Shemel, Tala Dono, Lomo, Rechaika, Chodi Dovar, Shabbat, Masai, Chodi Dachai, Gidim, 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 Chodi Dovar, Sh